Unless you've been living under a rock in the last 24 hours, then you probably know that John Jones of the UFC was busted for steroids. They knew during weigh-ins that he was busted in this fight against Daniel Cormier, UFC 214. Since then, Twitter, of course, has gone crazy and blown up John Jones on Twitter. Unfortunately, most of that has been directed at the wrong John Jones. There's a John Jones on Twitter that is not an MMA fighter. And he joins us now on The Usual Suspects. John, hello. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. A little overwhelmed. It's been an interesting 18 hours. How are you doing?
I can only imagine what you go through every time John Jones, the MMA fighter, screws up.
It's just it's a nonstop flood of stupid people sending threats to people without making sure they're addressed correctly. Like, if you're going to send threats to one of the world's best professional fighters, like, make sure you're routing it correctly.
Now, I loved it because my co-host Joel tagged me on a tweet where you said something to the effect of, uh-oh, John Jones must have done something dumb because there's no way that my tweet about my cat throwing up is that popular.
Yes.
Is this the thing? Like, because this isn't the first time he's been busted for steroids. It's not the first time that he's been in trouble. He had the cocaine and the drinking and driving. So this is like a every couple of year thing for you, is it not?
It's on average, it's twice a year, or maybe three times a year for the last 5 years. It started really big with UFC 151 when he backed out of that at the last minute. Like, I did not know it was possible to receive that many, like, death threats for me and my family and everything all at once. But, you know, that's the internet and it's stupid.
Now, you started a Tumblr to kind of post some of the best ones. Give me just one or two of the better ones that you've gotten in the last 24 hours or all time. It doesn't matter. Just give people an idea of the stupidity that you're having to deal with.
Oh, man. There's I'm trying to find one that I can actually read out loud. People tend to be pretty angry.
John, let me try this one with a knowledge of what we can say and don't say. But I love the one where someone tweets to you and says, "Dude, F them, ha ha ha, what were you even on? I respect you as a fighter and a wrestler still. You're still the best fighter out there, and your response is just priceless. That's so sweet of you to say, but if you think I'm an example of a great fighter, I'd recommend broadening your horizons. I can't even conquer a long flight of stairs without falling asleep halfway." And then I hear that at Johnny Bones. That guy's pretty good, though. So you give the real John Jones. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a lot of fun with it. People calling me, you know, like juice head, druggy, like loser, abuser. Quit the sport. One guy suggested I start my own all black UFC because I'm better than them.
Oh, now, John, does part of this, did you get verified before all of this started happening or after? Because that blue check mark on Twitter means something to a lot of us that are on Twitter all the time. And you're verified.
That was more recent. That was just this past January. What a lot of people don't realize is I have like a life and a career and my own accomplishments aside from not being someone famous. And I just published a book, and because of that, I was able to earn the check mark. Because basically, it's either you have to be like someone notable, have a website, and be able to have something published to get the check mark, or run an ad campaign of over like $10,000 on Twitter, then you get verified.
That's crazy.
But now, only since January it's been happening. People were still confused before that, but arguably, this made it a little more confusing.
Right. Now, has John Jones, the fighter, reached out to you at all, or have you guys had any discussions at all about the handle and the check mark and all of this that's going on?
No, he's never. The only time he's ever acknowledged my existence was blocking me on Twitter over Christmas in 2014. I have no idea why.
That's hilarious. So John Jones blocked John Jones on Twitter when you're the one that should be blocking him, and mad because you're the one that's getting all this hate, right?
Exactly. Like I'm his hate mail filter, and people always ask me, "Well, why don't you just change the name? Why don't you sell it to him?" To which I reply, why would he want this? I'm his free hate mail filter. That is an awesome deal for him. I mean, he'd be stupid to buy it.
So if people out there don't know, your Twitter handle is at John Jones, at JonJones. And I'm telling you, people, he's worth the follow. You can learn a lot more about the gentleman, but you can also enjoy some of these fantastic exchanges on Twitter. There's some crazy people out there.
Oh, there certainly are. There's someone that was going off on me, telling me about how shall I phrase this? Ways in which my conception should have gone differently.
I saw that one.
but it just some people, just they dig in, they don't look, they don't check, they don't realize. I mean, I'm telling them like I'm too fat to do this. I just ate a taco, or just like the most emasculating things possible. Like they're expecting a world-class professional fighter, so I need to be the opposite. I want to be like the most like hapless, beta, ridiculous dweeb, because it confuses people, and I love that.
Now, you have your picture there,
yeah,
which
I
is,
say.
I mean, you have a picture of you, glasses, mustache, and all that. You're white. John Jones isn't white. The fighter, anyways. It surprises me that few people bother to even take a look real quick, but I guess that check mark throws
seriously.
Them, right?
Totally. Like during UFC 214, I got mistweeted by MC Hammer, Michael Irvin, and Aisha Tyler.
It's not bad though. Do you ever have you been able to turn this into any money? I mean, are you able to profit off of this at all?
I've gotten a couple free T-shirts out of it. Like honestly, for the longest time, I never wanted to cash in or anything, but I always think it's going to end. I did publish a book earlier this year, and so far, I've made $28 since last night.
Well, what's the name of the book? What's it about?
Yeah, I was going to say, plug it a little bit.
Oh, sure. Thank you. It's called How I Escaped Evangelical Hell. It's a memoir. I was raised by radical evangelical Christians and kind of an abusive upbringing. And the memoir is about how pursuing a career in the video game industry helped get me out of a bad home life and start a life and a career that I'm really happy with.
Look at that,
that's
man.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. Now, you
thanks.
So you have you thought about maybe like have you tried to reach out to John Jones? Like, I know he blocked you, but before that, or have you tried to go through the UFC at all? Or is this just something that you're just going with and letting the Tumblr do its thing? And every time he's relevant, you get to enjoy some of this.
I just roll with it. My entire thing is I accept anything anyone asks of me. I don't push really hard to try and make anything happen. I just say yes to everything and let everything happen and come what may.
It's awesome.
It's a hobby only I can have. I don't control when it starts or stops. It's like a traveling circus shows up at the wrong door by mistake, and I'm too polite to tell them to go away.
Isn't it kind of like a paid vacation? Like all of a sudden out of the blue, like you got to take it when they give it to you, but when it pops up, you can have a whole hell of a lot of fun.
No, that's absolutely correct. Like last night, I was out at the corner bar with friends, and my phone got really hot and it kept vibrating. And it was actually an active NFL player that follows me and knows who I am. Contacted me and said, "Hey, you might want to know about this. Be forewarned." So in the 6 blocks it took for me to walk home, I got I think 1,500 followers and 600,000 impressions.
Oh my!
My timeline. Well, since last night, I'm up, 4,000 followers and 14 million views.
Oh, my goodness. And how many of them do you think are disappointed when they found out you're just an IT guy with some cats and they're just like,
and
what?
A book.
Yeah. That's great, man.
I'd say maybe 1 in 5. A lot of people are starting to just follow and see what happens, which is totally flattering. I think it's funny that, in my career, I've tried to, put my name out there. I speak, I blog, I write, and do all this. But I've gotten more exposure for not being someone else than I will ever get from any professional achievement I'll ever have.
That is
and
fantastic.
I'm okay with that now.
Dude, thank you so much, John Jones. We appreciate you joining us. I'm glad to see you take it all in stride. Keep up the good work, man. It's hilarious. You're a great follow. Anybody out there, go to @ John Jones on Twitter. Give him a follow and buy the book. It sounds like a very interesting book.
Yep.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me on. Have a great afternoon.
All the best, John.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
He takes it all in stride. I mean, literally, it's worth the follow because I was reading after I sent that to you guys.
Yep.
I was reading he screen captures and posts a lot of the back
so
and
good.
Forth.
Here's one. John Jones, you've just let down millions of people who look up to you. Don't know how you can sleep at night. To which John Jones, who was just on the show, replied, how do I sleep at night? Usually with a sleep mask, three soft goose down pillows, and at least one cat to hug. It's pretty great.
I was going to mention,
so good.
You guys have so much in common.
Yeah,
you guys cats, both IT love nerds. Cats, IT, you guys both are, you know, he speaks, you comedy.
MMA There's, connection.
If you just if you just grew your hair out and dyed it fire red on top.
That's great. Good stuff.
Nick, look at that.
John Jones, guys. We just had John Jones on this show. How awesome is that?
Barry's brother, John Jones. You borrow some of Trey's hair.
Nailed it.